who are trapped inside and held there by painful chains and manacles.
Now,
our story continues. Chapter 7, The Morning Show, or Radio Goes Berserk.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio?
radio that's with you every night through the long commuter fight and in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John,
what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
150 million
people. That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Break your butt up!
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
For President Biden, there's a lot riding on tonight's State of the Union speech. His poll numbers are at historic lows, and more than 6 in 10 Americans have serious doubts about the 81-year-old president's ability to handle the job. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has signed a bill and provides legal protection to IVF providers and patients in the state. With violent crime skyrocketing in New York City subways, Governor Kathy Hochul is deploying 750 National Guard soldiers and 250 law enforcement officers to help the NYPD do bag checks at subway entrances. Philadelphia police searching for the gunman who opened fire on a group of high schoolers waiting to board a city bus yesterday. 8 teenagers were wounded, 2 of them critically hurt. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 17 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 56 points. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Encounter my clone.
Rub some bacon on it.
I get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted. My home gets foreclosed.
Rub some bacon on it.
My cat explodes.
Rub some bacon on it.
I wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
I meet real pirates.
Rub some bacon on it.
There's an awkward silence. I say something unintentionally racist.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey, boy.
I'm attacked by a narwhal. The apocalypse started. I think I might have sharted.
some bacon on it. We didn't rub it. But BLT, the Rich Thomas breakfast special this morning.
Yeah, it was...
Was it satisfying?
Satisfying and picturesque, too. People will be able to...
That's right, I have to post that.
Exercise your curiosity there. And...
got to get your weather blog up. I'm a little behind here, but don't worry. We'll be just fine. It's 10 minutes after 6. Why don't we start with that? Because we do have a situation headed our way that won't impact us today, but what about Friday?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
All right, so today is a nice day, and sunrise is already happened 5 minutes ago at 6:06. By the way, we changed the clocks this weekend, so on Sunday morning, 7:01 would be the sunrise. But there could be some patchy fog in spots, but right now we don't see any outside our window. I'll check the airports here. Good bit of sunshine today. Warmer, comfortable, high 78. Increasing clouds tonight, low 58. But this is the calm before the storm. Tomorrow, breezy, warm, high 76. Risk of showers by tomorrow afternoon, especially late afternoon. Widespread rain and storms in the overnight hours, Friday night till Saturday morning. Also including, of course, a severe weather threat. And my level of concern is a notch higher than it was yesterday. We are in a level 2 threat. Usually that involves a tornado watch. And I just looked at a graphic, a model called this significant tornado parameter that has my attention as well. So that's, and also excessive rainfall totals as well. We're in the excessive rainfall outlook from the Weather Prediction Center. Saturday, the showers clear out before noon, dry over the rest of the weekend. Sunshine returning Sunday, much cooler. High 62. And attention, Alabama growers, upper 30s Sunday and Monday night. So possible patchy frost, not out of the question. Right now this morning, it is mostly sunny, but there is a half-mile visibility in fog out at the airport. I beg your pardon, a quarter-mile visibility with 50 degrees at 6:12.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Together we have hauled it, lifted it, dug it, and mowed it. Season after season, to every customer who has walked through our doors, thank you for trusting Capital Tractor and Kubota. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Good morning, friends.
Guess what today is?
What is it already?
It is National Flapjack Day.
Too early for flapjacks?
I like pancakes.
Pancakes and flapjacks are nothing alike.
Where are my flapjacks?
Here come the flapjacks.
Flapjacks do sound good.
Stop your flapping and eat your flapjacks.
Okay, everybody, it's showtime.
Wow, early today. They're here gathered, and so is Jay.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
Yeah, that's because my troll cave is occupied.
Troll cave?
My troll cave is occupied. Yeah, so.
Or as they would say in Spanish, preocupada. I'm pretty sure that's one of like 5 things I remember from 2 years of high school Spanish.
Yeah, sí. El Niño is the Niño.
Yeah, that's another one. There's a few things that stick here on this Thursday morning. So coming up, who's up for naked bowling?
I'm down.
The naturalists, or naturalists, I guess you would call them. There's an event in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
Called Balls Out Bowling.
Oh.
And you've got plenty of time to sign up for this. April 28th. Tickets have to be purchased in advance at $25 per head. No pun intended.
And... Well, I'm guessing Bama Lanes is not doing that.
No. Bowlers in this event have to be 18 or over, and there'll be none of that. And by that, I mean...
Not that.
That. Now, I've always felt, and this is just an open, honest discussion, so chime in, boys, that bowling, in its proper delivery, very much flatters the female body. From behind.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't been bowling. It has been a long time since I've gone bowling. I would not be able to say for certainty.
The proper slide, delivery, everything kind of just blossoms into this beautiful feminine bouquet, if you will.
You do a lot of bowling, so, I mean, I'll take your word for it.
Please, yeah. I would. We got to get you back out to Bama Lanes, Rich.
Yeah, well, it's been a while since I've been there. Of course, the first time, I totally embarrassed myself. They call me Gutterball Rich.
Well, you know, it's like my incredible accountant, Mr. Steve Duro. Got to get him back in. For those who haven't filed, as always, there are new laws and stupid things that you got to be careful with when you file. And he can tell us what we have to watch out for this year. Because I'll get around to filing probably around October. Usually October 15th is my deadline day.
Yes.
And that's kind of a shame because I always get a nice refund from the state. But, and I'm, this is true, that was not the case, or that was the case with my federal return. And then the Trump tax cuts actually ended up hurting me.
Well, I had to pay the U.S. government $1 this year, but...
What did you have to sacrifice to pay that?
One doggy treat for...
Oh, so Chase has to pay the price. Well, we can't have that. That stinks. A lot of folks are using their tax refunds to get new flooring. Georgia Floors Direct, it's a busy time for them because the refunds start showing up in the mailbox around February. Jeff Ballantyne and his team, and by the way, Jeff now... over a quarter century with Georgia Floors Direct, and in that time going from sales guy to sales manager to owner, which is really cool. And he is the best example of great customer service you'll ever find, and Jeff has been phenomenal at finding people who embrace that approach with people and bringing it to life at Georgia Floors Direct. So whether you work with Jonathan or Q or Dustin or anybody, you're going to get great customer service and the best selection of flooring anywhere in the southeastern United States. Mountains and mountains of rolls of carpeting, hundreds of room remnants. Dave the Rug Man, who can create an exclusive area rug for you. He's the only person with that skill set here in the River Region. Luxury vinyl plank flooring, hardwoods, laminates, you name it. Everything is installed by their team of people. So from the moment you walk in the door to the moment you're standing with your arms folded proudly across your bosom admiring your beautiful new floor, it's all GFD. Window blinds and marble kitchen countertops. And by the way, since they do sell tile flooring, they can cut you a backsplash for that countertop that will match and enhance the look. All under one roof on the boulevard across from Lowe's. And don't forget to look up Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook. We have 18:19 news at 6:17. And then a little bit later this hour, the timeline for the 7th of March with Rich. 1 week into the third month of the year already.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
18:19 News.
There was a state constitutional amendment that was written on the primary ballots during this past Super Tuesday election. The amendment would have changed the way in which the state legislature handles the two main state budgets and whether they approve the Education Trust Fund or the General Fund before or after dealing with other local bills. Currently, what's in place is that the Alabama legislature is required to get a 60% majority vote among state lawmakers before they can bypass their primary responsibility of passing the two budgets and deal with other bills. That amendment was seeking to do away with that legislative requirement. However, this past Tuesday, Alabamians voted to keep the requirement in place. They voted no for approving the amendment by a 51% to 48% vote. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grocery Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A woman from Owens Crossroads is now charged with embezzlement. 51-year-old Heather Spear is accused of theft of property in embezzling over $70,000 from the Huntsville Eastern League. That is a youth league that involves the sports of football, basketball, cheerleading, and soccer for boys and girls. Spear is accused of stealing the money over a two-year period. A search began on Wednesday in Dale County for a fugitive believed to be armed and dangerous. Authorities are searching for 46-year-old Burgess Flowers for violating state probation. Flowers has connections to Montgomery, Daleville, and Enterprise. U.S. Marshals are assisting in this search. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Full house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
March is National Foot Health Month. Remember, if you've got one foot in the grave, for goodness sake, take it out.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Loan me $50.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In the mirror as I walk past, reflection of my flat ass has got me in a rut. Should I get this booty working? I might even start a twerking if I only had a butt. Say goodbye to the pants sliding down my back, and the backside that I seem to lack would not show off my plumber's crack. Yes, my tush would be so cute with some buns beside my chute. It would complement my strut. I could bring some major swagger and offset my frontal dagger if I only had a butt.
As Casey Kasem used to say, that's I've had several listeners request a copy of that, which I'm happy to do. If you email me, I can send you the audio file, but it's got to be for personal use only.
I wish I had that problem, though.
yeah, me too, Rich. But it is a thing. Great turnout at Baumhauer's last night, and guess who was there?
I want to say Rick Peters.
The buttery one was there. And, man, he was looking good. Looking really good. We had celebrated. It's always awesome. This has happened a few times over the course of my career. Mm-hmm. Where listeners, in fact, second time here, because remember the Medlands, Jay?
I do.
They met on one of my Facebook threads and got married.
Because I married them.
That's right. And then Gary and Joni got engaged. Man, the ring she's wearing, that is a dazzling ring. And so we celebrated them last night, and Sally's been part of our group up there for a long, long time. And you can become part of our group just by showing up. Rosie, there's nobody better than Rosie to organize. Take you around the room, get you acquainted with people.
Yeah.
And super turnout. Lots of cupcakes last night, too. And there's something else that I wanted to mention, too. But I can't remember what it is. Today is National Cereal Day, and we bring you this message from the CEO of Kellogg's. We bring you this message from the CEO of Kellogg's. This is going to be one of those mornings. I can feel it already.
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, we're all incompetent.
Hi, this is the CEO of Kellogg's, wishing Americans a happy National Cereal Day. At Kellogg's, we understand you turn to our products when you can't afford better food. That's why our Cereal for Dinner campaign has been so popular. Move over ramen noodles. At 50 cents a serving, our customers love eating like a college student with four roommates. But whatever you do, trust Kellogg's and do not buy that generic bag of crispy rice on the bottom shelf. Get the box with our three cartoon elves, or else we're going to have to fire Snap, Crackle, and Pop, and you wouldn't want that. So eat Kellogg's cereal for dinner. And for dessert, let them eat flakes. Frosted Flakes. They're great.
Who's up for the State of the Union tonight? This is going to be funny.
Hey, wait a minute. What do you call a person who eats an excessive amount of cereal?
A cereal killer?
Yes. You got it.
I'm going to need you to carry the show this morning. If you have more jokes like that, please raise your hand and stick.
That's going to carry the show.
And now, our national anthem.
We're done.
I'm looking for something I actually played on the air. I don't know if I ever sent it to you, Jay. I was going to get it put into the system. I can't wait to see the State of the Union address. Because I want to see, A, how much Ritalin they pump into him. He may do like Chuck and Egon did at the concert a few years back, where they have like a little oxygen tube running out to the podium that you can't see.
I love when they do the crowd shots, because the pro and con crowd shots.
Somebody sent me a 5-minute, it was almost 5-minute clip of Biden stumbling and stammering at the podium, but I have been unable to find it. And I emailed it to myself and I still can't find it. But I would like to play some of that today. And if you are the person that sent me that clip and you still have it, you can send it and save me a lot of trouble, because right now, so far, all of my searches are turning up empty. Just like my head this morning. Anyway, we are at 626. Two things that affect most men as we age and mature: erectile dysfunction, low testosterone, and of course, it's nothing to deny, put off, and especially be ashamed about. That's just a plain waste of time. And going to the doctor is not fun, but Montgomery Men's Health is a clinic that defies the traditional doctor's office experience. It's set up for privacy, state of the art, and you won't feel anxious once you're in the building, because the staff there, this is what they deal with all the time. And by the way, you won't be the first one. They've treated thousands of men successfully here in the River Region over their the time they've been open, a couple of years now. Motivation, lack of energy, always fatigued. After seeing I'm on a weight gain, loss of muscle mass, even a decrease in sex drive, or you're just walking around in a fog. And if you're near the airport this morning, from what Rich says, that will happen to you from Mother Nature. Whether you have low T is huge in combating some of these issues. And doctors now recommend for men age 18 and up an annual exam to get that testosterone number and a PSA check for prostate health. All this is stuff I've learned from Hannah and the staff over at Montgomery Men's Health. A lot of guys suffer from low T and don't even realize it, but it affects the quality of life big time. Now, here's how you fix it. The providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. That means you get the test and not just a number, but a plan to go with it, a medical plan that will turn your situation around. They have low T treatments at Montgomery Men's Health to change lives, and you'll get back that higher energy, better gains in the gym, mental clarity. It affects everything. Improved sleep, faster metabolism, and an increase in libido. And you can book the same day you call. That number is 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go online to MontgomeryMensHealth.com and book your appointment today. Right now, we're set for the timeline for the 7th day of March. And it's going to start. Jerry's in for Skipper this morning. So we'll get the first update on the roads from him. And then Bruce Thomas is next.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident on Atlanta Highway at Bell Road. Authorities are on the scene. It does involve injury. School buses, those are everywhere right now. The new Toyotas and Nissans are rolling in at McKinnon Toyota Nissan. Never pay over sticker. You'll be grinning with McKinnon. Exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Wendell J.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental, is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible, collecting rent on time, and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed. With approved credit, ends 4/1/24.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Hello, this is Pam with All About the Bounce. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for a little over a month now and have seen great results. Thank you, Blue Water, for helping us to bring the bounce to more customers across the river region. Radio advertisement is definitely the best advertisement.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. After the failure of Madam Web, Dakota Johnson says she's giving up on superhero movies. And from her earlier experiences, she knows when she's been spanked at the box office. A new senior living complex in Virginia will employ robot helpers. Also on staff, their grandchildren to help them change the batteries. A new Mexico teacher lets students engage in a sword fight in class. New Mexico, where even the teachers are on meth. And experts say fasting can add 2 years to your life. Just keep in mind those 2 years really, really suck. This is not headline news.
At 6:34 with the timeline for the 7th of March, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
66 days into the year, 299 days are left. Let's go to press. We've already heard it's National Cereal Day. We've also heard my cereal killer joke. It's National... Thank you for...
We wanted to go to press, so...
Yeah. CKLW 2020 News. It's National Flapjack Day. Boy, it's a, we got a bunch of them today. It's National Wear Red Day. I did not get that memo yet. It's National Bubblegum Day. Haven't had bubblegum in quite a while. But it used to come in baseball cards.
Yes, and it was usually like a sheer pane of pink glass.
Yeah.
Because it had been sitting there for so long, if you dropped it, it would shatter. That's right. Instead of bounce.
Remember what the what it made the card smell like? Yeah.
Yeah, that was a childhood aroma that lasts forever.
It's Fettuccine Alfredo Day, and I'm a big, big, big fan of Fettuccine Alfredo.
Me too.
And you'll be happy to hear it's Working Naked Day, but I'd like to point out, all of us have clothing on this morning.
Well, that's because you didn't warn us ahead of time that it was Working Naked Day.
Okay, how about the 8 o'clock hour?
Okay. Chase is following the rule.
Yeah, Chase?
He's a good boy.
Wow, you are naked.
He sure is.
Walks around the building naked, then he goes outside naked, and just does his business out in front of everybody.
Walks in the park naked.
Yeah, I was walking Briscoe recently, and I didn't notice it, but somebody looked at him and said, look at the on that dog.
Oh,
my son.
Gosh.
That's the gub.
148 years ago in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell receives the patent.
Patent?
For his telephone. Oh, this is why it's National Cereal Day. On this date in 1897, Dr. John Kellogg serves the world's first cornflakes to his patients. This is at a mental hospital in Battle Creek, Michigan. And we all know Battle Creek. Remember, you'd have to mail your
those box tops and 25 cents in coin, yes.
I think there was a movie about that.
About him and his mental health.
I could be completely wrong, but I think it was Anthony Hopkins. I think it was The Road to Wellville, I think
is
the
right?
name of the film, maybe?
Nice.
I can't remember.
No, I think it was 50 Shades of Cornflakes.
1926, the first
successful... Nobody likes my jokes. I think it's time to consider...
I'll do my national serial killer joke again. The first successful transatlantic radio telephone conversation takes place between New York and London on this date in 1926. And now our song of the day. We've done it before, but it's a good one to repeat. We saw these guys perform it at MPAC
in
2018. You and I on the Happy Together tour. So guess what song it is? Imagine Me and You. I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right. Because, you know what, we're so happy together.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together.
Here we go.
They toss the dice, it had to be the only
percussion by Jay Scott.
And you for me, so happy together.
Hey, you'll have to play the turtles on the runway.
I was thinking the exact same thing. Shall I do that now?
Let's move on with the timeline. Or maybe we.
I'll play it at the end, right, after the timeline conclusion.
That'll work. 49 years ago, 1975, David Bowie releases his ninth album, Young Americans. Boy, that's a song I've got to do.
I got to add that to my opener list.
Oh, Young Americans.
For the show.
It also had the song Fame on it. 1983, TNN, the Nashville Network, went on the air in 2003. Then it became Spike TV, and now it's the Paramount Network. It changed in 2018.
Which is mostly a cable network that advertises for Paramount Cable Plus.
You've seen that commercial, right?
Which, yes.
I love that. That's really well done. 39 years ago, 1985, We Are the World was released. And there was a moment when thousands of stations played it simultaneously at the same moment. One of those things. 1993, Different Strokes superstar Todd Bridges arrested. He was stabbed a fellow apartment tenant. He's the only cast member still alive from the show. Boy, that there's some weird stories about the Different Strokes stars and their lives. 30 years ago in 1994, the U.S. Navy issued its first permanent orders assigning women to regular duty on combat ships. They served aboard the USS Eisenhower. 1999, Stanley Kubrick died of natural causes at the age of 70. Of course, he's known for 2001 Space Odyssey, which I still don't really understand. Eyes Wide Shut, which I really don't understand. And The Shining. Here's Johnny. 2011, Charlie Sheen was fired from Two and a Half Men, winning.
Is that many years ago already?
Yeah. Right?
God, every day there was a tiger blood bit or some other crazy thing.
He was just throwing out more crazy things, crazy sound bites.
He's got HIV, right? Yeah. 2012, sales of the album by the Monkees soared following the death of singer Davy Jones. The Best of the Monkees re-entered the Billboard chart at number 20 with sales of over 17,000 units.
They had a lot of good songs.
They did. Last Train to Clarksville, have we done it yet? Or is it still coming up? I think it's still coming up.
I haven't put it in at all.
It may be Last Train to Clarksville? It may be tomorrow. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay, I'll check.
I could. You may be right. You may be right. I don't know.
2016, Peyton Manning announces his retirement from the Denver Broncos in the NFL. How many commercials is Peyton Manning on? My gosh. But, you know, only surpassing him is Mahone now.
Yeah, he's really turning up everywhere.
2019, Queen Elizabeth II shares her first Instagram post. It's a letter between a mathematician.
What was her Instagram handle?
I don't know. Wanda Sykes is 60 today. Bryan Cranston, forever Walter White on Breaking Bad, is 68. But don't forget, he was also the dad on Malcolm in the Middle. Wow. Lynn Swann from the NFL Hall of Famer is 72. Franco Harris, NFL Hall of Famer, is 74. Peter Wolf from Jay Giles Band is 78, lead singer. Willard Scott would have been 90 today, the legendary weatherman from the Today Show, and the original Ronald McDonald. Willard Scott.
You know, if you asked dead or alive on him, I wouldn't have been able to tell you with certainty.
Yeah, remember, he specialized in the Century Club, you know, with, on the Today Show. By the way, I took him to lunch at Walt's Breakfast Shop, Willard Scott.
They still do that? Not the lunch at the breakfast shop. Do they still do the? Do they still honor the 100-year-olds?
I think they did it for a little while, but I haven't watched the Today Show in quite a while, so I really don't know. The time change is this Saturday night. We spring forward,
and it's already annoying me.
Give me a question about.
See, so sunrise Sunday morning will be 7:01, but sunset will be at 6:49. Vernal equinox 13 days away, 24 days till Easter. Mom's Day 66 days. Thanksgiving, 261, and Christmas, now 293 days away. That is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas, and as requested.
JFK Tower to Delta 154, you are clear to land.
Delta 154, making final approach.
What the? JFK, something's blocking the runway. Circling back around now.
Be careful, Delta 154. We have reports of low-flying birds.
Roger that. Oh, my God. There they are. JFK, we've suffered a bird strike. We're going to have to land in the Hudson.
6:43 on News Talk 93.1 FM. So it's State of the Union night. And just for comedic purposes, I may tune in. On the other hand, you kind of have to be able to watch a train wreck in slow motion. Here's a preview of what you might hear.
I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer. And why can't for the longest time Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was a doing it for the first time now in the 21st century, going into the 20th, from the 20th century going into the second quarter of the 21st century, that we'd say 12 years is enough. Think 12 years is enough in the, going into 20, 30, 40, 50?
A rebuilding of Syria, of Libya, of, you know, this is, they're there.
And I want to thank the Prime Minister for Colombia's leadership and the ASEAN chair.
And let's say Cambodia. I've got 10 minutes worth of that we can play later.
What word was he going for America could be described in one word?
I have no idea. In fact, we're going to do the Bidenese bit. We haven't played that in a long time because it is State of the Union night. And one of the words in that, I've deciphered it. True to dash double to pressure. I think he was trying to say true international pressure on something, but who can be really sure? As far as my bus been went, I don't know about that one either. It's a mystery. We're getting to the forecast at 6:45. The Cheap and Trashy is coming up. Brian Jewelry in Prattville is there for you year-round to help you celebrate whatever occasion is coming up. If you have a birthday, an anniversary, a retirement, somebody's recently been acknowledged as the best in their field, they can help you with that. And by the way, they still carry items that are designed specifically to celebrate the greatest rivalry in sports. Beautiful stuff, too, including a pendant that features the trees at Toomer's Corner. Check that one out. That's really a nice item. At Brian Jewelry, if they don't have exactly what you're looking for in their extensive, very competitively priced selection, well, they can create it for you because they are professional jewelers and have been over 7 decades and 3 generations. You don't need to hire a designer. Just go in and work with the staff and they'll bring your idea to life. Before you shop at the store, which is at 1778 East Main in Prattville, visit them online and join their members club because the first time you buy an item that costs $200 or more, they'll take $100 off right there at the register. It's also a place where you can do 0% financing for qualified customers with a Synchrony luxury account. All under one roof, serving the preferred community. It's going to be close to 80 years before you know it. And there are people that bought jewelry from them years and years ago who've moved away from Prattville, still come back, and are customers because they like the outcome at Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville, brianjewelry.com, 646.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Oh, is that weather?
That was you, yeah.
I'm sorry. I had my headphones off briefly, and I was pointing to Jay to tell him that tomorrow is the last train to Clarksville.
Okay.
So our forecast for today, patchy fog. Well, yeah, the airport's got it. So if you're going out to the airport, quarter mile visibility right now. Good bit of sunshine today. A warmer, comfortable day with a high around 78. Increasing clouds tonight, low 58. Tomorrow, breezy, warmer, high 76. Risk of showers and thunderstorms by late afternoon. Widespread rain and storms through the overnight hours till Saturday morning. Another one of those overnight severe weather events. I'm afraid we'll have to be here for those hours, and we will, of course, update you as needed. But our weather app will automatically update you because it knows where you are. It's powered by the folks at IBM, and it's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. So the threat of tornadoes is certainly part of that severe weather threat. Saturday, I think the showers clear out before noon. Dry for the rest of the weekend. Sunshine returns Sunday. Much colder with a high temperature. Well, only around 62 Sunday, but we're in the upper 30s Sunday and Monday night. So Alabama growers, we're going to watch that forecast because there could be some patchy frost, and we are starting into the growing season now. Right now this morning, with that fog out at the airport, it's mostly sunny here and 50 degrees now at 6:48.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Later on this morning, find out how a beaver caused a traffic jam.
Okay.
And in the upcoming edition of Cheap and Trashy, a college basketball team has unionized.
Yeah.
It's getting a little crazy.
Dartmouth. Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to call it amateur athletics anymore.
No.
The money is flowing. Although the players must say, considering the millions of dollars in TV revenue and everything else that's involved with college sports, the players should get something reasonable. At 6:49, we have your SRN News replay, a look at the roads, and then back with the Cheap and Trashy.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
For President Biden, there's a lot riding on tonight's State of the Union speech. His poll numbers are at historic lows, and more than 6 in 10 Americans have serious doubts about the 81-year-old president's ability to handle the job. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has signed a bill and provides legal protection to IVF providers and patients in the state. With violent crime skyrocketing in New York City subways, Governor Kathy Hochul is deploying 750 National Guard soldiers and 250 law enforcement officers to help the NYPD do bag checks at subway entrances. Philadelphia police searching for the gunman who opened fire on a group of high schoolers waiting to board a city bus yesterday. 8 teenagers were wounded, 2 of them critically hurt. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 17 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 56 points. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
The Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center. They're finishing up that accident. Atlanta Highway at Bell Road. Also, same song and dance up in Wetumpka. Highway 14 and 231 finishing up there. The interstate's looking okay. When you need the best equipment, Thompson Tractor has everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. Over 65 years of service. Great people. Thompson Tractor. They're on Highway 80 off I-85. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Wendell J.
Hello, this is Colonel Patrick Downing, U.S. Army retired, on behalf of the nearly 400,000 veterans in Alabama, urging the passage of the Veterans Access to Care Bill to give veterans and their families better access to health care specifically tailored to their needs. Our veterans have done so much for us. Now it's time to do what we can for them by providing a state-run health care system just for veterans and their families.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks? No problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
The Harriet 2 Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious, family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 now at funinmontgomery.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We were discussing the song, and I found this for you, Rich.
The long-term deficit and debt that we have accumulated is
the song is that it's this parody is about 12 years old, and it's the same thing still going on.
Tommy Boyce, Bobby Hart wrote that song for the Monkees.
That's another song. I wonder what she's doing tonight.
Yeah, and you know, he is another one of those stars that showed up at our trailer. You know, when my roommate was music director, people like Art Garfunkel, Mac McAnally, John Ford Coley, Tommy Boyce, down in the Boondocks,
Billy Joe Royal,
in our little trailer off the Troy Highway, we had all those stars.
So that was south.
Yeah.
I've seen that building. Currently abandoned, right?
Well, it's a trailer park that used to be behind a 7-Eleven.
It kind of sucks some of the glamour out of the gig, doesn't it?
It does.
I had to have my 180 calorie.
Oh, the guy Into the Night. What's his name?
Benny Mardonis.
Yeah, Benny Mardonis. More than once.
I got to play that one some morning, too, because he does all that screaming at the end. I used to add additional screams to his. It actually sounded kind of cool. It was almost like being at the Oscars last night at Baumhauer's Victory Grill with glamorous people like Ashley Bankston and Rick Peters there looking really good. Miss Murray, the movie maven. Who else was there last night? Oh, not to mention the stars of the evening, Gary and Joni, who met at our Wednesday night gatherings and are getting hitched. So thanks for the fun last night. That was a really good time. I mentioned at the beginning that I don't know where this ends. But Dartmouth college basketball team, they have unionized.
Congratulations on the big win tonight. What were the keys to the game?
Well, we really came together as a collective tonight. We played good defense. We expedited arbitration and processed our grievances to build power and establish a stable workplace environment with fair practice health and safety standards.
You were down 10 at halftime. What turned things around in the locker room?
Definitely, it was the mandated 15-minute break. We needed that. Our shop steward met with a representative for management, and through good faith bargaining, we were able to mediate a strategy to shoot more three-pointers.
You've got a big game coming up on Saturday. What's the plan looking ahead?
Well, as part of our new contract, we don't have to work weekends. So for now, we're just going to celebrate the win, sing some Woody Guthrie songs, and brush up on the Taft-Hartley Act of 1947.
Congratulations again.
Solidarity.
At 6:57, so, and I imagine we'll see more of that. I don't understand why college basketball players need to unionize. They're not supposed to be professional, are they? All right, thanks for listening, everybody. It is, who the hell am I talking to here?
No, I'm listening to you.
Chase, come here. At least you'll pay attention. By the way, with the State of the Union tonight, that'll be the big TV event. We will have the Bidenese codebreaker in case you're not sure what Joe is saying, as most of us likely will. Who do you think was the highest paid actor of 2023?
2023? Maybe.
I read this yesterday, Tom and I've already forgotten the name.
Tom Cruise? No.
Kind of. No, he was third at 45.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler?
That's who it was. I was like, what was the name that I saw? And it was because of Netflix.
He still pumps out some really crappy movies.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's like you take those checks and walk, smile all the way to the bank. Margot Robbie was kind of a surprise at number two with $59 million. Cruise, we mentioned, number three. Matt Damon and Ryan Goosteps tied for fourth. I still think he was a horrible choice to play Ken and Barbie, even though I didn't really watch the whole movie. Jennifer Aniston is still doing well, $42 million for her. Leonardo Decapitated and Jason Statham did $41 million apiece. One of our all-time favorite actors, Ben Affleck, he did $38 million and Denzel did $24 million, your top 10 for the year.
Wonder what Robert Downey Jr. got for Oppenheimer.
Not enough, probably. But he's going to get that trophy on Sunday night. You can count on that. I don't think there's any doubt about that. That, of all the Oscar choices, that's the surest. And we talked about that the day we saw it.
did we not nail it for Gary Ullman?
We sure did. Yeah. Man, we know our stuff. We really know our stuff. Harrison Ford recently had a colonoscopy, you know, the procedure where they go...
Oh, yes.
And you're under, what is it they give you? It's propofol, I think.
Oh, yeah, you're out in 10...